The first question posed by Brother Ibrahim was political and social stability. Dr. Zakir Naik, how should Muslims in Bangladesh navigate the political instability and ensure they adhere to Islamic principles in the process? What advice do you have for Muslims in Bangladesh facing social and political unrest? As far as political and social stability is concerned, the best is to follow the guidelines of the glorious Quran and authentic Hadith. There is no better book than the Quran, than the authentic Hadith in terms of politics, in terms of stability, social and political stability. The best book on politics is the glorious Quran and the Hadith. And the best people that ruled a state was the time of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, at the time of Khulafa Rashidin, at the time of the Khalifa, Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar, Hazrat Usman, Hazrat Ali. So if you ask me what is the best for Bangladesh, is to follow Quran and Sunnah. The way the Prophet and the Khulafa Rashidin ruled the state at that time, that is the best example. There's nothing better than that. And it's described in detail in the Quran and the Sahih Hadith. But naturally, you cannot implement it overnight. So my advice to you would be, as far as political and social stability is concerned, that today, see in the world, I cannot point out a single Muslim country which is following Sharia as a whole. But there are certain aspects in which certain things are more adhered to Quran and Sunnah as compared to other things. So look around the Muslim country that you have and see how well they are ruling the country. Since Bangladesh and Pakistan separated from India on the basis of religion, on the basis of Islam, it is mandatory that the country should make Quran as the constitution. Pakistan separated. Of course, the Niyam may be good, but today when you look at it and we realize Pakistan is the only country in the world that we know, besides Israel, that has split in the name of religion. Of course, Bangladesh was earlier called as East Pakistan, and this was West Pakistan. So I feel that Bangladesh, they split on the basis of religion. They should make Quran the constitution. Unfortunately, after the father of the previous prime minister, Sheikh Hasina, was a dictator, she fled after the protest started. Her father, Mujibur Rahman, he was not Islamic. He was more of a secular person, and he made the country a secular. So initially, East Pakistan was part of Pakistan. Then they fought again for the freedom. For what? They already got the freedom from India. They made a new country in the name of Islam. So you cannot make a country in the name of Islam and then make it a secular country. It is absurd. So number one, Bangladesh should not be made as a secular country. It should be made an Islamic country, and they should follow the constitution of the Quran and the Sahih Hadith. And they should have the social and the political system as per the Quran and Sahih Hadith. If you do that, inshallah, you'll be successful. Now, come to the point that, as I told, there is no country in the world today that is following Sharia 100%. But that doesn't mean it will not happen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises in the Quran in no less than three different places. In Surah Tawbah, chapter 9, verse number 33. In Surah Fatah, chapter 48, verse 28. And Surah Saf, chapter 61, verse number 9. Allah says, هُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَىٰ وَالدِّينُ الْحَقِّ لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ. That Allah sent His messenger with guidance and the religion of truth, so that it will prevail over all the other religions, over all the other isms, however much the mushriks don't like it. In two places, Allah says that, وَلَوْ قَرِيَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ, however much the mushriks don't like it, the idol worshippers don't like it. And one place Allah says, وَقَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِدًا, and enough is Allah as a witness. So Allah is promising in the last and final revelation, the Quran, that this deen will prevail over all the other religions, over all the other isms, whether it be Christianism, Hinduism, Buddhism, Judaism, Socialism, Atheism, Communism. Islam is destined to supersede all, kulli, overcome them all. وَقَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِدًا, and enough is Allah the witness. وَلَقَلِ الْمُشْرِكُونَ, how much the mushrik don't like it. So this deen, is going to prevail. And there are various say hadith talking about it, that before the end of the world, the Muslims will rule the world as per the Quran and say hadith for 7 years. So whether Bangladesh follows the Quran or not, a time will come that the full world will be ruled by Quran and say hadith. So my advice to you is that if you want to politically solve the problem of Bangladesh, see to it you follow the Quran and the say hadith. Don't follow what was done by Mujibur Rahman, made a secular country. You fought for your religion, for your deen, and now you're betraying your own deen. So number one is rule it according to the Quran and Sunnah. And inshallah, there'll be social stability and political stability.